This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Hello, this is your host, Edward Jones, on the People Speak radio show, Evolution 101. By the way, I'm not that phony Edward Jones who got all the money. I'm the one that got all the looks. Since we're on the radio, you guys can't tell that, so I can lie to you. The show comes on every other week, Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m., 8 to 9 Eastern time on BBS Radio. I'm broadcasting in the central time zone, so it's 7 p.m. right now. You can participate during the show with call-in questions, toll-free in the USA and Canada, 800-627-6008. It is a show for participation, for questions, for back-and-forth answers, for actual discovery of ourselves. The producer of the People Speak Radio is Mike Kim. Met on a chat program called Pal Talk, where I'm starting to speak of transformation and human evolution about 18 years ago. But right now I have a room there called Creating a New Consciousness. I've been a guest a couple times on Pal Talk, on People Speak Radio, speaking about transformation, and now I'm hosting it. Who'd have ever thunk it? I've got 5 books out about transforming the self, about evolution of the human brain, evolution of us as humans. The first ever, I might add, evolution of human beings. The only necessity for this evolution, if you will, is an open mind. From there, speaking the truth about your life will produce a new human being on planet Earth. Well, actually, you might even say the first human beings on planet Earth, because in actuality, human beings would never kill one another. We'd never rape our women. We wouldn't go to wars. We wouldn't have all of the consternation, all of the things that are happening now. We have them because we have lived as robots, repeating our history. So right now is the time for that history to end. It's time for us to no longer repeat yesterday, to begin new today, right now. That's the reason for this show. That's the reason for my life for 38 years now, is to bring forth a new consciousness, a new human being. I keep saying new human being. I need to start saying first human being, since human beings would not kill one another. You can tell whether we are on a planet of robots or not by looking to see if we're dropping bombs. Are we killing people? That's the first indication that we can all know that we're living on a planet of robots. I do offer a one-hour breakthrough conversation on a program called GoToMeeting with a camera and audio capacity where you can have a meeting, and it's an easily downloaded link where we can have conversation without the energy being dissipated out into larger groups, which is what's happening now. So if you have any interest in that, you can go to www.selftransformation.org. There's a lot of pages there. There's probably 200 YouTubes and 5 books you can download free. All of the stuff I've been doing for 38 years is there, so there's a lot of information. As I said earlier, if you have any questions, I have said a ton of things just now, if you will. If you can have a ton of words, I don't think you can have a ton of words, can you? 888-627-6008 is the phone. Yes.
You also have a co-host here, you know.
Oh, Marilyn, where'd you come from? Well, there's Marilyn Meadows. My mistake. I apologize. I got all involved in this whole thing, and I left you in the background. That seems about happens to women all the time on this planet.
It's all about the men.
It's all about the men. So you shut up and let me run the show here, girl. All right, this is Marilyn Meadows. As you can tell, we have been together for a while because we're bantering here. And I apologize to you, Marilyn Meadows, for leaving you out of the little dialogue that I was going into. And I was about to have a conversation about some other things as well, completely ignoring you. So that's my mistake.
Well, someone wanted me to be a co-host on this, and I set up my Skype. And then somebody wanted me to stream it into the room, and I didn't have a run through on any of this. And when it comes to computers, I can barely click on the right button. So somebody missed the ball here. I mean, I really don't know what I'm doing.
So we asked we asked the wrong person. Then is that true? Well, you don't. You're not. It's not necessarily true because you're here and you're having conversation, and you're proving that I am. What do they call those things now? I'm never able to pronounce it because I'm M1 so much.
Forgetful.
Well, that too. Miss Govist or...
An MC? I don't know.
Misogynist. Misogynist. Oh, that's it. Misogynist.
You're also called stubborn sometimes.
I am not stubborn, and you'll never convince me of it. All right. At any rate, the first and last step for this evolution 101 or the transformation of your life is to speak truth with yourself impeccably, internally with yourself. It does a number of things. Firstly, it clears your own life so that you no longer speak from lies, so that you no longer speak from illusions, so that you no longer speak from belief or from religion, or from some other nonsensical thing that is not real. Once you have spoken truth of yourself, you then have a clear space from which to hear others, people. You can discern or ascertain. Ascern? What's that word? I can't remember the word.
Ascertain. Whether, I don't know.
All right. Whether or not they are speaking the
ascern.
Truth. Yes. Ascern. Differentiate. Create a distinction, I guess you could say, about what other people are saying. You'll be able to hear the lies in the truth and the truth in the lie. So that is essentially the essence of creating a new consciousness or the evolution of our minds. I do realize that to say this is the first ever evolution of the human mind is a rather, to put it in an understated way, a rather large thing to say or to claim. The claim comes from the experience of it myself, having experienced the evolution of the human brain.
So, Edward, let me ask you a question.
What was the
first truth that you ever spoke that you realized you were that truth mattered and you were speaking it?
I don't know whether it was – well, the first truth I ever spoke was that I discovered the secret to life. That was after my death at age 36. The next truth that I spoke with myself was that I discovered that I was walking – according to my mind, that I was so trained and so conditioned, so much a robot, that even the way I was walking was robotic. In the male sense of the description, I was walking in a stagger or a swagger, like a big tough guy who can whip the world so that nobody would mess with me. In the female world, it's a little easier to, where it's as easy to observe, it has to do with the sway of the hips and back and forth. It's a actual controlled by thought walk. When I realized that even the controlling parts, the control and the conditioning was so deep within me that it even controlled how I walked and how I talked. Even the my tonal quality of my voice was trained and conditioned. And from there, it was not a simple matter, but it was a matter of discovering all of the training and conditioning that I had been put under, if you will, for 36 years. Some of it was already gone. My dad had taught me that the only thing dumber than a woman was two of them, and I discovered that wasn't true. He taught me that black people aren't real people, they're monkeys. I discovered that wasn't true. There were a whole lot of other things that were rather large that I discovered, but the things that are the most important are those that are within you, within the manner in which you live, the way you live your life, the judgments that you place on other people are the very things that are within you. Because the other thing that I discovered is you cannot see something in other people that is not in you first. So if you see someone who you think that person is jealous or angry or all any of those things that you accuse them of, then obviously it must be in you first. I'm not sure whether this is being...
Well, that really is not what I was asking you. You told us the truth you spoke after you went through a transformation. And I'm talking about, you know, somebody that has never been... is not aware of the lies that they're speaking, which you say we have to speak the truth of ourselves. And I found it difficult to even to see that I was lying when I was lying and speak it until one day I made an appointment and I didn't want to go to the appointment. And I said, well, I made up an excuse. I called him and told him I was sick that day and I couldn't make the appointment to get well. And then suddenly I realized I had just lied. And before that, it was like getting hit by a 2x4, you know, that that was a lie. It was just a simple little lie that I told. So that was what I was asking you. Was there some point in your life where you told a lie and then you spoke the truth of that lie? Are you following?
Well, yes. The experience of that in a personal way was much like what you're saying. You have pointed out the tininess of what a lie can be, and that is actually the place where our training and conditioning is hidden, in the small lies. As you know, we're told as children, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything. That's a lie by omission, right, to begin with. So we're taught to be liars, thieves, and cheats from day one, from the first day of our lives. For me personally, it was a discovery that my entire life was a lie when I discovered that even the way I walked was a lie. I was sending a lie out to the planet, if you will, simply in my manner of walking. As far as one particular experience of discovering a lie that I tell, I experience them as I tell them, or actually before I tell them, and then I don't say them because they are a lie.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is that it's easy to know the big lies that we're telling. Like, you know, as a teenager, I would lie to my mother and I'd say I was going to school and I'd skip school and go swimming. I was aware of that lie, but it wasn't until I caught that teeny little lie. I mean, then I think you're right. You have to catch the small little lies. And that's when you realize that your whole being is a liar. And
both things are true. the smallest lie that each of us need to discover is the largest lie that each of us need to discover, and that is that we are liars. The truth about lying is there are 7.289-3287, approximately, liars on planet Earth.
Billion.
And billion, yes, my mistake. And almost none of them know that they're a liar.
Yes.
There is the secret to life. The secret to life begins when you speak the truth within yourself. And that is the first truth. If you want to move in quantum, this is only for people who care to move in quantum. Quantum movement means you take care of a million years or a million miles in less than the blink of an eye. If that's what you care for, then you start off this speaking of the truth, if that's what you care to include in your life, by saying, I am, what is that? Is that you, Marilyn? I am a liar. That is the first truth that we need each to speak within our lives. That opens the door to the millions and millions of lies that we tell, not only for ourselves, but to hear them in others. By the way, we are streaming this into, well, I think we are streaming this into.
I don't think we are.
The Pow Talk room, but it doesn't look like we are, although there's a lot of people in the Pow Talk room, or several people in there. But it doesn't look like we're streaming it into there, but that's my mistake. I forgot to find somebody to stream it into the Pow Talk room. My mistake, people in the room there, if you're not hearing me.
Aren't we supposed to have a music break, or don't we have, you know, like, we've been going 18 minutes, and we haven't even had a commercial yet.
Well, we don't have anybody commercialing.
We need commercials. Oh, I need to get out and sell some ads, I guess.
Well, that would need to have some kind of popularity going, if you will. So we're one place that we are certainly lacking is in phone call comments or questions to 800-627-6008. At least I don't know of any that are coming in as yet.
Neither do I. I can see the Pal Talk room. I don't see any questions there.
Well, let's get back into this idea of being able to discover who and what it is that we are. There's a lot of talk among people who go to guru places and people who listen to the leading gurus on the planet Earth about all of these different things. But you never hear about people talking about speaking the truth. The oldest rule we should have on our planet is to speak the truth. And yet it is the most dangerous to begin with. In today's world, it is one of the most dangerous things we can ever do to our or with our people in our relationships, with the people around us to start with. Because we are speaking with, if you will, liars. We are speaking with people who live their life from their ego. They live their life from a space that they have invented for themselves by living on planet Earth and having to. I'm saying having to lie. We are forced to lie. We are forced to cheat. We are forced to steal on a planet that lies, steals, and cheats. If we don't do that, we'll be on the street, covered in a blanket, maybe sleeping under the bridge, because this world demands that we step on each other, that we lie to each other, that only the strong survive, that we have to kill all the killers in order to end the killing. So this thing that I talk about called evolution, the transformation of the self, is the ending of all that. It means that there's no longer will be the need to kill in order to end the killing. No longer any survival of the fittest. No longer any only those who work hard will succeed. No longer any step on the little people in order to remain big. As you know, here in America, or all over the world, I suppose, 1% of the people own 99% of the, my percentages are probably off here a bit, of the money on planet Earth. And they own the resources, they own the radio stations, they own all of the vehicles that we are controlled by. The only form of defense, if you will, that we have is the transformation of ourself, the removal of ourself from the robotic training and conditioning that we were forced into at our birth. I say forced into, given our parents forced us into the same world that they lived in. And their parents obviously were forced into living into that world they live in. And that world is a world of ever-recurring wars. The problem with that is even the people who are moving against having wars are causing the wars, because everything that comes about has to have the resistance in equal amounts. So we cannot move outside of this violent consciousness that now controls this planet. In order to do anything about it, we must bring forth a new consciousness, because the only thing the old consciousness can do is make itself greater, or make the failure of the old consciousness, the violence, the wars, the killings, worse. Any? What's the matter? Anything that this old consciousness comes up with to cure itself will only make the problem worse. I think it was, wasn't it Einstein that said, you cannot solve the problem with the same thinking that caused it? Well, that's true on a, in a world way as well. The consciousness that has been running this planet for 10 to 12 to 15,000, who knows how many thousands of years, cannot solve the problem that it brought forth. We must have a new consciousness. For that to happen, the old one must die completely. 100%, as I like to say.
Well, Edward, you know, I was worried about you being able to be on the radio and talk for an hour without anybody asking you any questions. I should have known that you could handle it quite well. But back to evolution. Are we evolving, or is that evolution? Is that what you call evolution, that we are constantly evolving, moving into, are we evolving into a new consciousness, or do we already, have we already brought forth a new consciousness? I'm not sure about what you mean by evolving and evolution.
The,
you know,
activity.
Evolving. Evolving is like something that takes a long time, it seems like. So maybe we've been 6 million years getting this new consciousness.
There's essentially, although much more than, are you crackling things on over there? I don't know.
I apologize. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. There's a whole lot more things to it, but essentially there's two movements in the happening of evolution. There is the movement towards evolution, and in our case, that has been religion, it has been the guru, it has been the leading edge people, and in a lot of cases, it's been the money, with the people with money, because they have more time to look at the problems on planet Earth. So there's that, if you will, slow movement towards transformation. And then there's a quantum leap. There's that place where you could say the Big Bang happens again. And that Peter on line one, what's your question?
What's my question? Well, it's rather a long question. It's not very
well. What do you have to? What do you have to say?
Well, I pay my taxes. I raise my family. I enjoy occasional beer. I never killed anyone personally. So, hello.
Hello, I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. So I don't participate in any rapes or bombings, and besides maybe paying taxes. So what is exactly wrong with this life that I live? It seems that it hinges on the recognition that we are all one human being, and yet when I stub my toe, it hurts only myself, nobody else. When I got a stomachache, when I'm sick, it's only me. So in essence, I would have to go on a belief that that is the case to buy into all that. Otherwise, I'm perfectly all right, it seems, to be living my life the way I do live my life.
And
so why there is a need for me to change any of that?
Well, if there is not a need, there is only the possibility for it. In essence, in a very real way, you don't have a choice in the matter. It is evolution of the human brain. It has taken place. The evolution is much like the movement towards evolution. It took thousands of years, who knows how many, to move to the place of evolution. Once evolution takes place, then the manifestation of it begins, and who knows how long that'll be. As far as your conversation about you live in your own house, you have your own gun, you have your own wife, you have your own children, and you're all cozy in your living quarters, if you will, that is sort of the way the world looks at, or at least people in America look at things. They don't consider the people who are in America actually starving. They don't consider the people in America who are homeless. As a matter of fact, it's even gotten worse recently. We quit feeding the hungry and quit clothing the homeless, the poor. So as long as you are content with those things that you have and you don't have a view outside of your purview, then things will stay the way they are, won't they? It's only when you consider that world wars are taking place, that people are dropping bombs on each other, that we are fighting and there's rapes happening, and you are part of it, that you will perhaps begin to do something about it. Which, by the way, I already know that you are, because you are here and you're asking a question. And as you can tell,
being a devil's advocate here, because those things which are true for me in that manner are true for perhaps everybody else that's listening to you right now. And
yes,
they basically have to make up their mind, and they have to make up their mind on the basis of your words, which is that this is the way things are. And there's another caveat that you threw right into the mix of it, which is that there's really no escape of the process. It's already happening. So the question of choice has been also removed. It's evolution is happening, and that's it. And again,
well,
if that is to be the case, and you are part of that evolution, perhaps a leading edge of it, with the transformation you said you underwent, and yet there are still rapes happening and bombings and wars and backstabbings and all these nifty things that we call life. Shouldn't there be lessening of that on the basis of at least having one transformed human being on the planet?
Well, perhaps it might take a few other complete absolute idiots like me who don't already know that it's impossible to do what I'm talking about doing, create a new consciousness on planet Earth. And there is a caveat here, and you have dug into it, that I really wasn't going to necessarily bring up, when I talked about there really is no choice. And it really, it ties in with the idea of end times, the idea of the meek shall inherit the earth, the idea of Jesus is going to come down and take all the good people and throw me and all you bad people into the lake of fire. There is a true caveat in there. Everything that we encounter, even in that idiotic Bible, has some truth to it. The truth to it that I'm speaking of when I say that the evolution is here and it's going to happen no matter what is that only those things that adapt will remain. Only those who no longer kill to eat, no longer kill to live, no longer kill each other in terms of animals or people will remain. The rest will,
for the lack of a better word, disappear.
Become extinct, yes, disappear. So, I mean, the reason I was not going to say anything about that is because that kind of sounds like a threat that either you open your mind to the possibility of evolution or you will be eradicated from planet Earth. It sounds strange, okay, but that's the truth of it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nazgul, Peter, are you still there?
I am still here.
Yeah. You were talking about your life and how it was, but I think you and all of the other people who are perusing, Pal Talk, the internet, and come to places like that do have a discontent in their lives. And I think that's something we need to admit, that we are in a state of discontent. And some of us are actually, realizing it, and I guess some aren't. Maybe there are people who are not discontent. But only those who are discontent will be able to leave their content and evolve.
Well, as I mentioned before, that idiotic Bible you speak of, it's in it what it actually says. Or at least that's what I've heard, because I didn't read the whole damn thing. But Jesus said that only few will hear, and even fewer will do anything about it. So would speaking the truth be part of doing anything about it?
Well, yes. I guess. Are you speaking about speaking the truth of discontent?
Speaking the truth in general.
And starting that,
so
I'm.
Do you in your life, do you speak the truth of your life every time you do open your mouth?
Uh oh. Here come the judge.
If I did, I'd be talking all day long. I don't talk very much.
No, his question was: each time you do you speak the truth? Here's the thing that people don't do, it seemingly. They don't, when they're speaking, they don't listen with themselves as they speak.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Hi, I'm Richard Valzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
This land is your land.
Join us live on The People Speak as guests from various organizations and fields of humanitarian efforts, artistic endeavors, entertainment, and education share their work and strategies which make a difference. Every other Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, following Senator Michael Brown's Shadow Politics on the BBS Radio Network, Station 1.
you and me.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
We're back. Marilyn and I had to take a little break. We had a little interesting thing we wanted to get done, and we're all done now, so we're back on the radio. I'm glad we weren't being filmed.
It was real fun, Edward.
Hey, thanks. That's unusual. Anyway, here we are back on the radio. I guess we can still receive calls now. 888-627-6008. Thank you, Peter, for calling in.
Hey, I just called.
Hey, Mike.
Mike, the producer, called in. And I just wanted to say, Marilyn and Edward, you are a great co-host. Marilyn is like the straight man, and you're like the one that delivers the joke. I like the combination. You both have a lot of charisma. You are, by the way, Marilyn, I have to ask you, is transformation, self-transformation, contagious? Have you transformed knowing Edward?
Oh, he's too, you'd have to ask Edward that. He'll tell you no.
No. I'm asking you, Marilyn. You are the star of the moment. Have you self-transformed?
No, I am still as violence can be, except I don't act on it. I just think about it.
So she's saying, Edward.
What? She just told you the truth. What else do you want?
I need to work on Marilyn, Edward.
Well, no, wait a minute, Mike. You just did a huge favor or a huge thing for Marilyn to give her the opportunity of speaking her truth right here. There's another little caveat that this brings up. By the way, there's about 10 million caveats if you guys want to talk about them. The more deeply you want to go into this thing, the more deeply I'll go. I'll stay out two steps ahead of you, if you will. But the caveat about that is the manner in which you speak the truth also has a huge difference. If you have the opportunity, as you just gave Marilyn, Mike, to answer that question with a worldwide thousands of people listening on the radio, that speaking the truth increases in energy, because speaking the truth is a function of creation. It's a function of energy. What speaking the truth does is it removes the lie that was there before you spoke the truth, and it leaves a blank space. And in every blank space in our universe, there's only one thing in it, if you will, and it's energy. And the more people you can speak your truth personally to, as Marilyn just did based on your question, Mike, the greater the level of energy that Marilyn receives, because she took a huge chance. Do you see the – Marilyn, are you clanking things around there?
I apologize.
Well, quit it. do you see the reason? Does it make any sense to you what I said?
Who, me?
Anybody.
I don't know.
Starting with Mike, because he's kind of dumb. We got to bring him in on this slow. Mike, doesn't make any.
Wait a minute. How many times do you call Marilyn dumb?
Thousands every day.
About 40 times a day.
Look, here's another.
No wonder she's so violent.
I know. She was real sweet when I met her. Damn.
That's true.
It was not.
Edward, this is all your fault. You realize that. You may save the world and help transform them, but Marilyn has become violent. She is violent.
Look, does that mean, can we bring up the old thing, the manner in which you do it doesn't make any difference, it's the result that counts? That's not true whatsoever.
Edward, you know what they say, it's the woman behind the man.
That's right. Behind every successful man is a woman, and right behind her is his mistress.
Yeah, where are you hiding your mistress, Edward?
Not telling you, because you might find her. What? I have got more than one. All right, see how you're messing this
you guys,
up.
I think you guys are a very sweet, wonderful couple. I mean, you can tell there's something going on there. We just hope we don't read about you in the newspaper. You know, I mean,
I made her get rid of all the guns. I told her if I'm going to stay here, you have to get rid of all the guns. So she did. All right, anyway, you guys, I don't know, there's another sound coming in there.
Actually, I did have two guns here, a BB gun and an air gun.
I lied to her a lot until she got rid of those guns, and I quit lying to her. Anyway, a call-in, there should be thousands of questions and call-ins and wondering about this, the evolution
Edward,
of
actually,
the human brain.
I think Doug said there was some kind of problem, though, because of your internet. So you guys, you know, maybe that can be sorted out so that we can have more call-ins. You know, if you guys do want to call in, you can try. The phone number is, once again, 888-627-6008, and if you call in, you know, I mean, you can talk to Edward and Marilyn and ask them about the secret of the universe, because obviously Edward has it in some form or another, and he's trying to share it with the rest of us.
The first thing I learned about the secrets of life is it cannot be spoken. It is either lived in the now, as it happens, or it's nothing. You cannot get it from a guru. You can't talk about it. There's no other thing other than speaking the truth in the now and your own actions based on what it is that you're saying. That is where the secret to life is. This world is a world that lives in knowledge. It's a world that lives in belief. This world considers that God's going to save us, or Jesus is going to come down and take us all away, or the good ones, all you good guys, are going to leave idiots like me here to burn in the lake of fire. So that is...
You know what? Edward and Marilyn, I'm going to hang up now because someone may be trying to call in on this line. I don't want to block them, okay?
All right, well, thank
and
you for your contribution.
Great job. It's an excellent, excellent format. The both of you are a great team, Marilyn. Don't undercut
all right,
who you are.
I would like to address my violence, but if someone is trying to call in, go ahead and let them call in.
You can address your violence. I'm going to hang up right now, and we'll see if
all
I
right,
call
Mike.
In. Okay, Marilyn,
Mike, thank
it's your show. Take it over.
Thanks
bye
for
bye.
The questions.
Thanks for the question, Mike.
So about this violence that I admitted to having is, you know, Peter brought up the Bible a moment ago, and I forgot what he said. I don't have a memory anymore, but it also says in there, as a woman thinketh, so is she.
You changed that around a bit.
Out of this.
Good idea. Good
so,
move.
You know, I'm aware of everything I think. I am aware of every thought I have and every word I speak. And in my thinking, and Vic Violent, I see that thinking itself, this incessant thinking that goes around and around is rather violent. It's violent to us. So I am violent in my thoughts. That's it.
And occasionally?
I knock the shit out of you, Edward.
Well, quit it. I'm getting a sore head. She is in violent interactions as well, but they are mostly word violence. So,
living with you 24/7.
Well, I bring it out as much as I can. There's another caveat. We've got a lot of caveats here. Too bad it's not caviar, huh?
Caveat.
There's another caveat about this truth thing that I just lost because I caveated so much. But it has to do with when we speak the truth, we gain our life. And when we lie, we lose our life. And if you happen to have been, unless I had drowned myself out by then, or the problem we had with the internet was on, if you realize that this world is filled with liars, that's all there are. There are no people who do not lie. There are Everybody is polite. People, if they don't have anything nice to say, they don't say it. Everyone lives their life in a supposed, quote-unquote, Christian sort of nice person way, which means go to war Monday through Friday and then pray to God on Sunday. Then you got to realize that this world is a world of illusion. It's a dream world of robots who kill each other. That's the world that I am talking about that is being ushered out. However, I use the word ushered out given we cannot kill it out. We cannot war it out. We cannot kill all the killers, because anybody that hears the words we have to kill all the killers needs to realize that if we are killing all the killers, sooner or later we have to get around to ourselves. So in this particular thing I'm speaking of, we have to peace on earth. We have to use peace to bring forth peace on earth. No gun can do it. No bullet can do it. No argument can do it. No war can do it. No rapes can do it. No killing each other. No shooting a bunch of people in school can do it. We must use 100% peace within ourselves first in order to bring forth peace on planet Earth. And that's been my 38-year thing that I have been doing. It's not a goal. It's sort of like it's a candle that cannot be put out. I do it no matter what. I could leave here and walk to England under the ocean, and when I came with a lit candle, and when I come up, the candle would still be lit, because it is what I do as my life, not some kind of good idea or some guru-ish thing. So anyway, it's probably getting pretty late for anybody to call in to 888-627-6008. We are on the People Speak Radio Show. I really like that name, because it actually is what needs to happen. The reason our governments and the people in charge aren't worried about us is because we are all fragmented. We have broken ourselves. We're so stupid. We call ourselves man, and we call ourselves a woman. We call ourselves ridiculous people, think religious, Republican, Democrat. We call ourselves Americans and Japanese and Chinese. We are so absolutely stupid that we divide ourselves up into little pieces, and then we fight with each other. Our governments and the people that control us know that. They aren't one bit afraid of anything except what I'm talking about, the truth, what I'm talking about, transformation, the birth of a new human being, void of any violence, and included in that void is void of any label. So this entity you hear speaking is not a man. He's not a Republican. He isn't an American. He isn't anything other than perhaps a citizen of the universe that we are in, not even a citizen. I was born onto it, and I'm walking around on this earth. And that's it. Nothing else. No other label can be attached to me, because labels are what makes us kill each other. It's easy to kill a label, but to kill a Marilyn Meadows or an Edward Jones or a real live person, that's the thing that needs to disappear. If we're not labels, we no longer fight over the label. That's what causes the fight, that we have fragmented ourselves, and the fragmentation starts the day we are born. The moment we're given the name, we become fragmented.
And we have had no choice in it, you might add.
No, we're forced into it because we don't even have a memory of the violence, the killings, the maimings. Very good. So, in conclusion, this is, again, the People Speak Radio Show, the sub-name, if you will, the name I gave it, Evolution 101. The reason for the conversation about evolution is that it's evolution. It is the birth of a new consciousness, a new human being, void of the... Marilyn, are you cracking stuff again? Void of the violence that you just heard from me yelling at Marilyn on planet Earth. So if you have any questions, you're going to have to hold them for 2 weeks because we will be back on perhaps 2 weeks from today. I think that's the...
Have a perfect 2 weeks.
I will. Will you and will the listener? You guys have a perfect life. Good night.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.